And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A deal that could end the mess on the U.S. House of Representatives floor is starting to emerge, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In 11 votes over 3 days, the House has been paralyzed, with GOP divisions keeping the chamber from electing a speaker. But there are glimmers of hope as he arrived at the Capitol today. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters, "We're going to shock you." McCarthy has given holdout conservatives and others a deal centering around rules changes that would shrink the speaker's power and give rank-and-file lawmakers more influence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
McCarthy appears set to lose a 12th straight vote, but some previous opponents have voted for him Friday. The impact of Russian President Vladimir Putin's order for his forces in Ukraine to observe a unilateral 36-hour ceasefire was in doubt after Kyiv officials dismissed the move as a ploy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its military has started observing the ceasefire, but that Ukrainian troops have kept firing. A Defense Ministry spokesman said in particular, Ukrainian troops have fired mortars at Russian positions in the area of Lyman in the east after the ceasefire took effect. Meanwhile, air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv about 40 minutes after the Russian ceasefire was to come into effect, but no explosions were heard. A widely used Alerts in Ukraine app, which includes information from emergency services, showed sirens blaring all across the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. An internal United Nations report suggests the M23 rebel group has failed to withdraw from areas in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo despite a ceasefire deal and may have seized more territory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The findings point to continued uncertainty about the exact status of the conflict between the rebels and government forces in North Kivu province. The M23 was meant to have left the Kibumba area as of December 23rd, as part of a ceasefire brokered by East African leaders. However, the confidential report from the Joint Mission Analysis Center, a UN intelligence unit, said total withdrawal has not yet been confirmed, and that suspected M23 movements were still sighted in the area.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Kenyan police on Friday said a suspect had been arrested in connection with the death of a prominent LGBTQ rights campaigner whose body was found stuffed into a metal box in the west of the country. Motorbike taxi riders alerted police after they saw the box dumped by the roadside from a vehicle with a concealed number plate, the Standard and Daily Nation newspapers reported, quoting police sources. The death drew condemnation from several human rights groups, including the International Commission of Jurists Kenya Section, which called for the speedy investigation and apprehension of those behind his killing. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is erupting again inside its summit crater, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports that the Big Island of Hawaii's most active volcano, Kilauea, is stirring again, less than 1 month after the crater and its larger neighbor, Mauna Loa, stopped releasing lava. Inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, scientists detected a glow in webcam images at Kilauea's summit, and footage gathered overnight shows a steaming, glowing lava lake in the caldera. Kilauea last erupted for 16 months, starting in September of 2021, and when Mauna Loa erupted for the first time in 38 years on November 27th, Hawaii had two volcanoes erupting side by side. The Mauna Loa lava flow got within 2 miles of a major highway before both calderas quieted down. I'm Jennifer King.
France experienced its hottest average temperature and lowest levels of rainfall on record in 2022, the National Weather Office said on Friday. The heat was, quote, a symptom of climate change, it added. The country also suffered a record rainfall deficit of 25% below the long-term average, the lowest since 1989. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.